Joining us now in the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we have Newton Boys soccer coach Zach Jensen. Coach, just one more week left of the season after this weekend, sitting at 5-8-2 and coming off two wins this week, so got to be kind of pleased about that at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quick season, right? Almost too quick of a season for the amount of games that we play, and wish the state would extend the season or give us maybe a little bit more time, just because, yeah, the amount of games we're playing is, you don't see that in the professional level at all. I mean, it's really hard to recover. So a lot of games in a very few amount of time. Yeah, we're excited to come off two wins. The goal was, we knew we were young and inexperienced, and the goal was to be playing our best soccer towards the end of the year. I think you're starting to see some things click and some guys maybe kind of get the things that we've been talking about all year. We're starting to see the fruits of that, and two more games left in the season, and I think we can get results from those two games still. And when I say results, right, I think we can pick up, a win or a draw. So really hoping to get results out of those last two games, and then Tuesday postseason assignments come out, and we'll figure out where we're going to. And we'll start planning for that.
You know, those last two games at home Tuesday against Pella, and then you go to Fort Madison on Friday. Games this week, you got three goals against Oskaloosa and just one against Clark. Mm-hmm. Clark was kind of a little bit of a frustrating game, I think, wasn't it? A lot of opportunities. I saw 26 shots.
Yeah, the game at Oski, I thought that's where we were starting to really click offensively in the attack in the final third. The other night in Clark, it just was an odd game, and soccer can be a funny game where you can dominate and get a lot of opportunities, and if you don't put your opportunities away, right? I mean, that's just kind of how the game works. And so, we had the opportunities to put balls in the back of the net and maybe put the game to bed earlier than what we'd imagined. And then, then we're only up 1-0, right? And we're trying to preserve the lead, and they're pushing in the last 10 minutes for a goal. And so had to defend a lot there in the final 10, and but thankful to get a shutout and a win, right, and get a goal on the board. And that was kind of our goals those last couple games, was just we hadn't had a shutout all year, and we got two shutouts in this past week, and put some goals in the back of the net, so.
Talk a little about your goalkeeper, Javen Dolan. He's really been doing a pretty good job. He's a senior this year.
Yeah, but, looking at some of maybe he doesn't look like he's the goals against him probably. I mean, if you look at some other goalkeepers in state, but he's just a shot blocker, and he's been really impressive for this year. There could have been some other games that maybe got more out of hand, but just how he's his confidence in the net, and he's made some incredible saves. So been very impressed with him for his first year actually starting for us. Wish we had some more time with him. Unfortunately, we don't. But, yeah, he's been really impressive this year. And, I think he's, as a shot stopper, I think he's one of the best shot stoppers probably around. Obviously, the technical side, he's still got to improve on. But just the shot stopping is just incredible sometimes from him, what you see, what he comes up with. So
kind of just a little natural instinct there.
Yeah, exactly.
Natural instinct can take you a certain amount away, but then, you need some teaching and refine some skills to go to that next level.
Yep.
So, and talking about teaching, you kind of alluded to it too. This was you lost 16 members from last year, a young team. With all these games, there's not a lot of time to work on improvement, right? I mean, you just have to kind of try and do it in the games, and you can't really pull a kid aside and point out something.
No.
So,
and that's the other thing too, right? Like, there's so many games in a week. Like, we can't. There's some weeks we're playing three games, right? And well, you play maybe Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, or Monday, Tuesday, and Friday in a week or something like that. Well, you can't get a whole lot out of that Wednesday practice, right? Because you just played two games and you got to recover. So it's really hard to get actual true practices in the season once you get going into these games. And that's kind of just, I wish the state would allow us to have more time with these guys, even maybe in the off season, right? We're not allowed to really have contact with them in the off season. It just would help a lot more to be able to have a little bit more practice time. So, the games, it's just game after game after, and it's a grind, right? It's a grind. And I think we're one of the shortest seasons out of really any other sport. I mean, it seems like 2 months and you're done, and then you're waiting for another whole year. So,
plus, it would help these kids as they move on to the next level. If they want to play, after high school, go to junior college or wherever, it helps them to be they had a little more teaching time in
exactly.
there.
Exactly. Totally agree with you. Yeah, yep.
Definitely. So you mentioned postseason. If you had any guesses, crystal ball.
Oh, man. I tell you, it seems like every year we get matched with a little Hawkeye, two little Hawkeye opponents. Yeah. And so, I mean, like in years last year, we were Pella DCG, right? There's been years where it's been Norwalk. There's been years where it's been, I mean, it just seems like we always get matched kind of around here. So, there's been one, I think, one year in my 9 years where we went north. We went up to Humboldt, which was, I was like, wow, I've never done this before.
Yeah.
So
Humboldt, where's that?
Really hard to say, but, I mean, you think regionally, right? I mean, I'm sure we're going to get something somewhere. We're going to have somebody around this area. And speaking of postseason, it'll be very interesting this year because it seems like there's a lot of schools on the – there's a 4 red card rule. If you get 4 red cards as a team – you cannot play in the postseason. So you can't play in sub-state or the state tournaments. So there's a couple teams already that are on that. There's a couple teams that are already on 3 red cards. So it's going to be interesting to see who's eligible to play in postseason because in 3A we have 40 teams total, right? So that's 5 teams per sub-state. Yeah. But if we lose a few more teams, it's like, well, you're only going to have four teams in a sub-state now. It'll be interesting to see who stays on that, who, if anybody picks up anything else. Just a very interesting rule, and I know it's become a hot rule kind of some coaches, and some coaches want to see it gone, and some it's – yeah, so it's going to be a very interesting see who's eligible for the postseason. So.
Yeah, definitely. For you as a coach, I mean, Newton's had great success with the class that just kind of left, and it's going to be a little bit different type of situation this year. How do you think you handled it?
We've had the growing pains, right? I mean, we have had some things where we've had to change our formation a lot this year, tweak it per se. Maybe not change it a ton, but tweak our formation a lot depending on what opponent we play. The record's our record, right? If we could pick up 2 results this week, that puts you at 7-8-2, 6-8-3. Think it's pretty respectful of what we've done this season, and I mean we've had some played some tough opponents. We've come up on the wrong side of some games, so I think if we can get some results this week, I think the record looks maybe a little bit better than what it has in the beginning of the year. But the big thing was just getting these guys minutes this year, getting them experience, and then we just keep building from there.
Definitely. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you talking with us again and being with us throughout the season. Best of luck in the postseason.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
That is Newton Boys soccer coach Zach Jensen joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee.